The Osgood Files, sponsored by Stamps.com. Save time and money. Buy and print official U.S. postage right from your own desk with your own computer and printer. In a moment, a special offer for Osgood File listeners. This is Dave Ross. You wonder what's driving you crazy? You wonder why you're moody and anxious? Here's the man who can tell you.
My name is Jens Prusner, and I'm affiliated with McGill University.
And he says it's all about where you live. More after this from Charlie. Research scientist Dr. Jens Prusner co-wrote a study on why some people are stressed and moody and others aren't. He tested 32 volunteers. By monitoring their brain activities, they were trying to solve difficult math problems. And while they were working on the problems, some of the volunteers were able to hear a researcher criticizing them for how badly they were doing. That's stress-inducing. And it turned out that in subjects who grew up in cities, the criticism would light up the amygdala, the portion of the brain that deals with threats. And why does this tend to happen to urban dwellers?
You are on a constant basis more exposed to social type stresses. And you see more people which are evaluating you on a daily basis, and your social rank is more often threatened in big cities.
Whereas in the country, you grow up with more security.
The people that you know better, and your status is more firmly established.
And so your amygdala remains relatively calm. So, when you're trying to figure out why you're always feeling frazzled, you need to look beyond your relationships and beyond your job.
Where you were born and raised also seems to have an effect on your stress response.
I was trying to come up with a stress-free way to make this research easy to remember, so how about this? Green Acres is the place to be. Cows will save you from insanity. New York would turn your brain to liverwurst. That is, unless your cell phone does it first. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, June 23rd, 2011.